and I'm Jacob Lindberg.
We had a wreck this morning. The crew actually beat the ambulance out.
The city of Grayson began paying some of its firefighters this week.
Students in Pike County are getting a few extra days of summer vacation.
A Boyd County man has been indicted on sexual abuse charges.
A local TV station received bomb threats for buildings in Powell County this morning.
Senator Mitch McConnell says he will seek a seventh term in office.
In sports, the Reds look for redemption tonight in New York for Game 2 against the Mets.
Bud Luke has the stock report.
Showers likely tonight with a low around 68 degrees. Stay tuned for an extended weather forecast after this news.
In a first for Carter County, the Grayson Volunteer Fire Department is starting to pay some of its workers. The city council agreed to give the department around $46,000 this year to keep part-time day shift firefighters on hand during the week. Battalion Chief Kyle Morgan says having firefighters in the building during those times will make a big difference.
At 8 a.m., we were supposed to start our shift yesterday morning. At 10 till 8, we had our first call. Medical call where we actually pulled in the same time as the ambulance did. So our response time went from what usually is in the daytime anywhere from 8 to 10 minutes, but we were out the door within 2 yesterday.
Morgan says volunteer members who have daytime availability throughout the week will staff the paid shifts for now.
Morehead State students who want to learn more about how to get involved on and off campus will have the chance at next week's Eagle Fest. The student-focused event draws more than 80 different vendors and community organizations each year. Morehead State University Associate Director of Leadership and Inclusion, Shannon Colvin, says Eagle Fest is an opportunity for those groups to reach out to new students.
It is an opportunity for student organizations to be connected to students so that students can find out what they're all about, but also campus partners and off-campus partners like vendors in the community, banks, churches, restaurants, just give them a little bit of face time, if you will, with students.
Eagle Fest is set for Wednesday, August 15th from 6 to 8 p.m. in the parking lot of the Recreation and Wellness Center. For more information, visit moreheadstate.edu/EagleFest.
Students enrolled in the Pike County school system will not return to classes this week. Originally, classes were planned to start back on August 9th, but on Monday, members of the Pike County Board of Education voted to push the start date back to August 14th. Superintendent Reed Adkins tells WYMT this is due to a safety issue. He says he wants to make sure each student is safe in the building.
Anytime we have construction going on, we have a construction manager which manages where the students go. Again, we get the health department involved, we get the fire marshal involved, and we are 100% confident when we send students to school that they're going to a safe building.
The decision comes after renovations are finishing up for Phelps High School and Belfry High School. Plus, at this time, parts of Pike Central High School do not have air conditioning.
St. Clair Healthcare will host a monthly series of child development classes at the Rowan County Public Library beginning next week. The classes are geared towards equipping both new and experienced parents with the latest information to help them raise healthy and happy children. Stacy Border is a physical therapist at St. Clair, and she says there's one issue in particular the series will look to tackle.
We're going to be talking upcoming pretty soon about screen time and how to limit screen time and the effects of screen time, because that's a big issue right now is children are watching too much TV or on too much social media and tablets and things like that. So that one is coming up.
The first class in St. Clair's Child Development Series will be held in the community room at the Rowan County Public Library on Tuesday, August 14th at 6 p.m. Classes are free to attend.
A hospital pharmacy in Pike County is providing hepatitis A vaccines to the faculty and staff of area schools. Students in Pike County are required to have the shots before returning to the classroom, and now the Tug Valley ARH Regional Medical Center is reaching out to the school employees. Beth Wright is the director of retail pharmacy at Tug Valley ARH. She spoke with EKB TV.
We do flu shots every year, and so I just really wanted to see if they were interested. We have a big turnout, and we're really excited about that because we think vaccinations are really important.
Tug Valley ARH is currently working with 6 schools in Pike County and hoping to expand. The hospital has administered over 300 Hep A vaccines since May.
A donation to a new entrepreneur program in northern Kentucky makes state history. KNN's Haley Hansen reports.
The Meade County College and Career Center will allow high school students to take vocational courses and serve as the expansion campus for Elizabethtown Community College. Suntan City CEO and Meade County alum Rick Cooper donated $1 million to the district, telling WLKY,
I strongly believe that Dr. Millay and his staff will not only educate, but they will inspire the next generation of entrepreneurs.
Cooper's gift marks the largest single private donation to a public school district in state history. I'm Haley Hansen.
The 11th annual Lobster Fest fundraiser will be held this Saturday at the Bellefonte Country Club. The event supports Safe Harbor of Northeast Kentucky, a nonprofit dedicated to assisting victims of domestic violence. Safe Harbor Director Ann Perkins credits Chair Susan Freed with the fundraiser concept.
We've probably raised over maybe $700,000 at this point, and so it has helped us do all kinds of things at our program that we would never have been able to. We've remodeled the old TB hospital. We've remodeled the emergency shelter, and that's where this money goes.
Dinner at Saturday's event will feature surf and turf, as well as vegetarian options, live auction, and music. For tickets, call 606-329-9304. We'll have more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Recreation and Wellness Center at Morehead State University. The Recreation Center offers basketball and racquetball courts, fitness areas, weight and exercise equipment, indoor walking track, and swimming pool. Outdoor Adventures features camping and hiking equipment, kayaks and paddleboards for Eagle Lake and Bouldering Wall. Lockers, towel service, group fitness classes, and personal training. Day passes and community memberships are now available for summer 2018. More information at 783-2083.
A Boyd County man has been indicted on sexual abuse charges. According to the Ashland Daily Independent, 63-year-old Timothy Ray of Catlettsburg was indicted on August 1st by a Boyd County grand jury. He faces charges including 1 count of first-degree sodomy and 5 counts of first-degree sexual abuse. The new indictment supersedes a 2015 indictment and adds additional charges involving the abuse of children. Ray is lodged in the Boyd County Detention Center. He is scheduled for arraignment on August 17th.
A Lexington man has been charged with rape and is accused of following a woman home to attack her. According to WKYT, Gray Barker was arrested by police on Friday. The arrest citation says the victim left work from a bar around midnight when a man started following her. When she looked back, she says she saw Barker taking his pants off and forced his way into her apartment. The victim used a bottle of mace on her keychain to stop the attack. Barker is currently being held in the Fayette County Detention Center.
A Lexington man accused of shooting at people was arrested this morning. According to WKYT, Kashawan Livers was arrested after being pulled over on New Circle Road. Police say he had 2 passengers in the car with him as well as several guns. The arrest citation says on Friday, Livers allegedly fired 4 to 5 shots at pedestrians walking outside on River Park Circle. Livers is currently lodged in the Fayette County Detention Center.
A bomb threat was called into an area news station this morning. WKYT reports they received a phone call with the threat of several bombs around Powell County, including the county's courthouse, and that bombs would detonate within the hour. The station contacted local authorities regarding the threat, resulting in the courthouse's evacuation. The building was cleared and normal operations resumed by late morning.
Kentucky State Police are investigating a fatal crash in Pike County. WYMT reports Amy White was driving with her husband and 14-year-old daughter Saturday when Miranda Aliff of Belfry, who authorities say was driving under the influence, crashed into the family's vehicle. White was pronounced dead at the scene. Her husband and daughter were taken to the hospital and later released. Aliff is charged with driving under the influence and lack of insurance. Police say additional charges may be filed as the investigation continues.
Kentucky Senator Mitch McConnell, the longest-serving GOP leader in Senate history, made it official on Saturday. He plans to seek a seventh term. As WUKY's Josh James reports, the lawmaker is currently keeping the Senate in session during what would normally be an August recess.
I'm in a position to take special care of Kentucky.
McConnell took a break from business in Washington to address the rowdy crowd at Fancy Farm on Saturday after a breakfast where he formally announced his plans to run again in 2020. The Senate Majority Leader bucked tradition this year, keeping lawmakers in Washington during August, a month typically reserved for trips back home, time with constituents, and campaigning. McConnell canceled the recess to pass spending bills and confirm more Trump administration nominees ahead of the midterm elections. Hundreds of teachers wearing red T-shirts turned their backs on McConnell and chanted, "Vote him out," as he spoke during the Saturday picnic. In Lexington, I'm Josh James reporting.
A special election today in Ohio is drawing national attention. Some say the results could foreshadow the November midterms. Voters are choosing between Republican Troy Balderson or Democrat Danny O'Connor to fill the 12th Congressional District seat left vacant by Republican Pat Tibbery. University of Dayton Assistant Professor of Political Science Christopher Devine says the vote in the traditionally red district could predict Democratic strength this fall.
This is one where Republicans should win. If, however, a Democrat were to win the race instead, it would be seen as an indication that Democrats are particularly strong this year, that there is a backlash against President Trump, such that they might take at least the House in the November midterms.
Polling has some experts predicting a Democratic win, though Devine says early predictions are often unreliable.
While President Donald Trump's proposed meeting with Russian Vladimir Putin in Washington has been put on hold, Kentucky Senator Rand Paul is bringing Russian lawmakers to the nation's capital. The Bowling Green senator met with officials in Moscow as part of the trip meant to foster dialogue between the two countries. This is Paul on RT, a channel funded by the Russian government.
Those who believe in either country that we should not have diplomacy are greatly mistaken. Diplomacy, conversations, dialogue, communication, all of that is incredibly important. And my goal in coming to Russia is to say that we want to have open lines of communication.
Paul has aligned himself with the president on Russia, despite warnings by U.S. intelligence that the country interfered in the 2016 presidential election and is gearing up to meddle in the 2018 midterms.
A Lexington woman received the highest civilian honor by Congress Sunday. WKYT reports 94-year-old Mary Pat Sheely served as a second lieutenant for the Civil Air Patrol in World War II. She taught herself how to fly on her Kentucky farm. Congressman Andy Barr praised Sheely for her courageous service during the ceremony.
Helping to protect the shorelines of the United States and our merchant vessels against lethal enemy submarine attacks, while actively saving the lives of countless Americans and our allies.
Sheely says her service is thanks to having access to large open fields to practice flying. Taking a look at the weather forecast for the WMKY listening area. Tonight, a 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy and lows around 69 degrees. On Wednesday, showers and thunderstorms likely, mostly in the afternoon, mostly cloudy and highs near 83. Chance of precipitation is 70%. And on Wednesday night, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with lows around 68 degrees. In Flemingsburg right now, it's 87, in Ashland, 91, Winchester, 88, Lexington, 89, Inez, 87, and here in Moorhead, on the campus of Moorhead State University, it's 88 degrees.
On our feature segment today, after a summer of research and politics, three MSU students returned home from an internship with the Canadian Parliament. WMKY's Logan Pemberton has the story.
Political science majors Emily Ball, Colby Burks, and Hannah Stettner were assigned a member of parliament that aligned with their policy interests before setting off to take part in the Canadian political process. Dr. William Green assures that each student is adequately prepared before going abroad.
They take a course from me which outlines for them Canadian history, geography, culture, law, constitutional law, structure of the political system in general, and the way in which public officials are chosen and their relationships with each other.
Dr. Green is the director of the internship program as well as a professor of government at MSU. The internship in question boasts a total of 66 students in total throughout its history, most of which were undergraduate students in various majors. The program isn't free, but students have access to forms of financial aid to help them fund their trip abroad.
Since 2004, there has been a line in financial aid that provides $2,750 in financial support for the interns. And that has, for the most part, been supported by department funds, which increases the amount of available financial aid to $4,000.
The work experience with ranking officials in a foreign political system is a coveted opportunity. Dr. Green says it's not just a job opportunity, it's a benefit to their education.
There's the great German writer of the early 20th century, Thomas Mann, who in one of his books said, "Only by comparing ourselves to others can we know who we are and all that we're meant to be." And so what students do is experience an entirely different political system and are then able to better understand their own political system and how it is now similar to but different from other political systems.
The students were housed at the University of Ottawa while participating in a wide variety of parliamentary activities. Not only did the interns contribute to the work of their assigned MPs, but they had the chance to meet some of the most influential people in politics in Canada.
Well, every year I advertise the program. My son designed the poster for it, and at the bottom it says, "Meet the Prime Minister." I have pictures of one intern with each of the three previous and current prime ministers.
Along with meeting Prime Minister Trudeau, they met with U.S. Ambassador to Canada Kelly Kraft and the President of France Emmanuel Macron during his visit for the G7 Economic Summit. Dr. Green has added different components to the program while directing it that include work done while in school sessions.
I have modified the program to include a research component. In other words, when they take my course in the spring, they design a research project that deals with Canada either alone or in comparison to the United States, Europe, the Far East, whatever.
While working abroad, the students are tasked with research projects and papers that are due to be presented during MSU's 2019 Celebration of Student Scholarship and the Kentucky Political Science Association's 2019 annual meeting. For WMKY, I'm Logan Pemberton.
It's 4:48 and 88 degrees here on the beautiful campus of Morehead State University. I'm your Mountain Edition host, Leanne Akers, here with Jacob Lindberg, and we're coming to you live from the Larry Netherton studio here in Breckenridge Hall. Thank you so much for joining us on this lovely Tuesday afternoon. Tilden Johnson has sports right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Rowan County Farmers Market, a certified Kentucky Proud Market. 11 a.m. Wednesdays and Saturdays in downtown Morehead on U.S. 60 near the City Park. The Rowan County Farmers Market offers homegrown fruits, vegetables, and baked goods, accepting WIC and Senior Farmers Market nutrition vouchers, and participating in the Community Farm Alliance Double Dollars program. Supporting local farmers, the Rowan County Farmers Market is Kentucky proud.
At 0-1, the Cincinnati Reds are looking to even the scale. Reporting for WMKY Sports, I'm Tilden Johnson. The Cincinnati Reds are back tonight for Game 2 of their series against the Mets in New York. The Reds lost the first contest last night 6-4, but not without its upsides. Reds manager Jim Riggleman tells Fox Sports Ohio his guys need more rallies like his team put on in the seventh.
We had a couple big hits, Billy and Peraza. And, Joey had a good at bat, so we got a little flare that dropped in for us, to help us get a couple runs. So, that type of contact that scored runs kind of evened out because we got a couple like they did.
Game time this evening is scheduled for 7:10. In some other big league news, the Nationals hope veteran reliever Greg Holland can return to form and use his postseason experience to help Washington make a playoff run of its own. Holland has appeared in 12 postseason games, including the 2014 World Series with Kansas City. That, along with his 186 career saves, was more important to Washington than the 7.92 ERA he had with St. Louis before being designated for assignment on July 27th. The Nationals announced his signing today, a day after the right-hander worked out for the team. Baltimore, Miami, the Rockies, the Angels, Arizona, the Dodgers, and the Brewers are all among teams with games tonight. John Calipari and his University of Kentucky Wildcats are working with Samaritan's Feet in the Bahamas this week. The Cats are volunteering with the nonprofit organization whose focus is to share a message of hope and love through washing the feet of impoverished children around the world and giving them new shoes. Calipari says the work is good for the team.
I always say you're going to be blessed many times over, and then it's what do you do with it? How do you give back? How do you touch other lives? And you figure out, like, I can have what kind of impact on people? Doing very little.
The Cats are in the Bahamas this week for a series of exhibition games, something the team hasn't done since the 2014-15 season, which was the season the Cats went 38-1. Michigan basketball coach John Beilein underwent a double bypass heart procedure, and the school said today he is expected to make a full recovery. The procedure was performed yesterday at the University of Michigan's Samuel and Gene Frankel Cardiovascular Center. Athletic director Ward Manuel described the operation as proactive and said Beilein was resting comfortably with his family by his side. He is expected to leave the hospital in a few days. Beilein recently agreed to a contract extension through the 2022-23 season with Michigan. The Morehead State football team has returned to campus to start practice. The team made it back last week to begin their fall camp, which will last until their first day of classes on the 13th. Head coach Rob Tenure spoke during football media day, saying it's always an exciting time.
You know, this process in the beginning is about finding an identity, finding out what your team's about, players that you're going to be able to lean on as a coach. It's a difficult time of year for the players. You know, it's kind of a training camp. You got to kind of grind it out. You got to work through it. You got to prevent injury. But really excited about our first week. I think we got the makings of a really strong football team.
The Eagles welcome back nearly 70 returnees and almost 30 newcomers this season. As the University of Kentucky football team continues its preseason practices, the coaching staff continues to find things to be excited about. Head coach Mark Stoops tells UK Athletics, coming back this year, he's noticing a very deep and very seasoned defense.
You know, these guys have played. They have some experience. We have the addition of a few new guys, guys like Phil Hoskins. You know, Adrian Middleton's played for a long time. You've heard me talk about Quentin Bohanna. I'm very excited about Quentin and what he brings in the middle of our defense at nose. And Adrian's played a lot of football. Of course, we had moved Josh inside, and when he's back, he'll play inside. And TJ Carter's played a lot of football for us in there. You know, there's a bunch of guys.
Opening day is set for September 1st at home against Central Michigan. Ohio State is trying to get back to business as usual while Coach Urban Meyer is on paid leave, opening part of today's practice to the media, even as coaches and players remained off limits for interviews. The first half hour of the Buckeyes' fourth practice was open for observation and photography, with acting coach Ryan Day staying at the far end of the field working with the quarterbacks. Super Bowl MVP Nick Foles has missed three straight practices because of muscle spasms near his shoulder and neck, and Carson Wentz still is not participating in 11-on-11 drills for the Philadelphia Eagles. Foles' injury isn't considered serious, but it's uncertain whether he will play in the preseason opener Thursday night against Pittsburgh. Wentz is coming back from surgery to repair a torn ACL and LCL in his left knee. Third stringer Nate Sudfeld will likely get most of the snaps against the Steelers, with number four quarterback Joe Callahan also seeing action. Carolina Panthers coach Ron Rivera says offensive lineman Amini Silatola will be transported back to Charlotte, North Carolina for observations on what he called a sore leg. Rivera did not indicate which leg Silatola injured, Former wide receiver Steve Smith Sr. says he battled depression during his 16-year career with the Carolina Panthers and the Baltimore Ravens. Panthers coach Ron Rivera praised Smith for speaking out on the topic. And lastly in sports, Louisville native and golfer Justin Thomas looks to regain the number one ranking and defend a major championship title this week. Paul Miles reports.
Justin Thomas's family was there to see him capture his third win of the season, a victory in the Bridgestone Invitational.
It was pretty special. I can't really put it into words, honestly. When I had my putt, I kind of marked it, and I turned around, and I just happened to see my parents, saw my grandma and grandpa, and I just got a huge knot in my throat.
Thomas is ranked number two in the world, and this week he travels to St. Louis to defend his PGA Championship title. He's paired with Rory McIlroy and Tiger Woods. I'm Paul Miles.
For WMKY Sports, I'm Tilden Johnson.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics. Eagles soccer and football season tickets are now available. Soccer has 7 home games, including their home opener with Ball State on August 26th. Football has 6 home games and hosting Mount St. Joseph on September 8th. More information from the MSU Eagle ticket office at 783-2386 or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. Stocks rose as the S&P 500 moved closer to a record high set earlier this year, boosted by strong corporate earnings that offset worries about global trade. And the Dow Industrials finished with a gain of 126.73 at 25,628.91. Energy and industrials were your outperforming groups. The S&P 500 was up 8.05 at 2858.45, and the NASDAQ Composite was up 23.99. Through today's close, the S&P 500 is just 0.5% away from its all-time high of 2872.87, and the NASDAQ itself is also within just 1% of a record high. Through Friday, S&P 500 earnings are up 24% in the second quarter on a year-over-year basis. Some of the companies that have reported better-than-expected earnings include such giants as Apple and Amazon. Dow component Disney reported weaker-than-expected earnings after today's close, sending its shares down by 2% in the after-hours market. Shares of Tesla closed more than 10% higher after CEO Elon Musk said he was considering taking the company private. In the commodities markets today, it was quiet with oil unchanged at $69.03 a barrel, while gold was up 80 cents at $1,218.50 an ounce. In Europe, stocks were strong today with the Stock 600 index up 0.5%. And in Asia, stocks were very strong with the Nikkei up 0.7% and the Shanghai Composite soared 2.75%. Among Dow industrial stocks, the best performers were Caterpillar and ExxonMobil. The worst performers were Apple and Walgreens. In the S&P 500, the best performers were Broadridge and Mosaic, while your worst performers were Dentsply Sirona and Expeditors International. Turning now to stocks of local interest, with Ashland Global up 55 cents at 85.72, CSX up 44 cents at 72.59, AEP down 2 cents at 71.25, AK Steel down 3 cents at 4.49, Marathon Petroleum up $1.42 at 81.26, and Fifth Third Bank was up 8 cents to finish at 29.64. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Support for MSPR comes from the Ruth Hunt Candy Company, where quality candy is their business. The rich aroma of fine chocolate greets customers as they enter the factory store at 550 North Maysville Road in Mount Sterling or 213 Walton Avenue in Lexington. Ruth Hunt Candies is Kentucky proud with traditional treats and confections like cream candy and Blue Mondays, other Kentucky-made specialty items, licensed University of Kentucky products, and equine gifts. Facebook and online at RuthHuntCandy.com.
And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. We had help from Joe Lewis, Tanner Boyd, Chaz Jenkins, Cody Robinson, Paul Hitchcock, Greg Jenkins, and Tilden Johnson. WUKY's Josh James, Hilliard Lyons Bud Luke, and our feature segment today came from WMKY's own Logan Pemberton. This is Morehead State Public Radio. WMKY Moorhead and translator W202BHINS. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Jacob Lindberg and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers. For WMKY News, All Things Considered is coming up next. It's 5 o'clock.